Welcome back, folks. Something we've been hearing about in the news lately is a condition called gout, and I think folks kind of have a general idea of it as something that used to happen back in the old days or something, but it is a condition that is quite painful, kind of an arthritic condition, and it can be debilitating to the point where you can't work or even interact with folks. It can be a very, very serious condition. And we have someone here to talk about it with us this morning, Dr. Zorba Pastor. Those of you who have been around a while remember him on television up in Madison, and he is currently the clinical professor at the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin, and we're pleased to have him on the program this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's start out with the basics here. What is gout?
Well, gout is an inherited condition. It's a metabolic condition where you don't digest. Well, let me put it this way. You digest a protein. Proteins have amino acids, and amino acids have byproducts. They've got byproducts. They have waste products that we get rid of. And one of the amino acids called purine, when you digest that amino acid, you produce something called uric acid. Some produce too much. Some produce don't excrete enough. And when that uric acid builds up high enough and you've got the genetic predisposition to gout, that's when you can get a symptom of gout, which is a red, hot, swollen poker joint, a hot poker joint somewhere in your body. Half the time it's in your great toe, half the time it's somewhere else in the body, and if you have the gout, you know you have the gout because it hurts.
Talk to me about the genetic component of this.
Runs in families. But sometimes it doesn't. You don't know if somebody has it because, you know, they've got the gene there and it just didn't express itself. But generally somebody else in the family often has gout because there are people who walk around with elevated uric acids and they never have gout. You never have it. So you need to have the pain and the elevated uric acid in order to seek treatment.
Before you have any of the symptoms, can you go in for a test to see if you're susceptible to it?
No, you can't. You can't really. Because you don't, even if you have an elevated uric acid, if you've never had a flare, you should not be treated. There's no evidence that treating an elevated uric acid will keep gout from happening. In fact, it was something that people were doing 10, 20 years ago, so they took it off what we call the comprehensive metabolic panel because too many people who had elevated uric acids were being treated when they didn't need it. Now, there are two things you need for gout. Number one, you need the flare. You got to have the symptoms. Many people, as I said, 3 to 5 million people have this in this country. And number two, you need to have that elevated uric acid. That's a presumptive diagnosis. The gold standard is stick a needle in that hot joint and pull out the fluid. You don't do that unless you're unsure about the joint. I certainly wouldn't have it done for me or to me.
And so when we're talking about any kind of preventative measures, vaccinations, none of that applies.
But I'll tell you something interesting. Vaccinations don't apply, but I'll tell you one preventive measure. As we have gotten heavier and heavier as a society, fatter and fatter, there is more and more gout. And so we know that losing weight lowers your risk for heart attack, strokes, and it actually lowers your risk for gout. You know, you've got to have the gene, but it's less likely to come out and express itself if you're thinner versus if you're heavier. A lot of thin people get gout, but it's more common in heavier people. So we know that that's really a factor. But if you limit yourself, you stop drinking beer, you stop eating liver and onions, you stop eating all that shrimp and shellfish, it's not going to make that much of a difference because your uric acid, if you've got gout, has got to get down to the magic number of 6, and most people have a uric acid of 10. And the only way to get it down to 6 is not by diet, not by exercise, but by drugs, by medications. And that's what works for recurrent gout.
You know, as all the years that I listened to you and your very informative pieces on television in Madison and all of the advice you've given, I guess I can't count the number of times that you have mentioned watching your weight as helpful. And you rattled off some of the things that it's helpful with, and of course some of the chronic diseases, diabetes, and that sort of thing. Blood sugar levels are reduced with exercise, and losing a little weight and that sort of thing. It is amazing how we could make our lives a little better just with a little exercise, including the likelihood of getting gout.
Absolutely. It reduces the likelihood that you'll have a flare. But once you actually get gout, it's probably going to flare over and over again. Just like once you get diabetes, it's there. Once you get high blood pressure. So you're right. Diet and exercise make a difference. They significantly reduce it. But you've got to treat that uric acid. And the treatment, there are two treatments. Generally, a drug called allopurinol, good drug, old, generic, works well 60% of the time. People can get that uric acid down to that magic number of 6. But for some people, they either don't tolerate the drug or it doesn't work enough, and they flare and they blame their lifestyle when, in fact, they need the new kid on the market called Uloric, because that'll get that drug, that'll get that uric acid down to that magic number of 6.
Okay. Again, Dr. Pastor, how do you tell the difference between gout and an arthritic joint or something?
Well, gout, usually, the way you can do it, you have an arthritic joint, kind of aches this morning, bothers you, hurts a little bit. But with gout, it's not that way at all. It's red, it's hot, it's swollen. People look at it and they go, what's that? Looks like an infection. Yep. Regular osteoarthritis, the arthritis we get with age, doesn't look like that. It's beneath the skin, and you go, well, my hand's a little swollen. Somebody may look and say, yes, but it's not red, and it's not hot, and it's not exquisitely painful. Gout is suddenly exquisitely painful.
And how are things going for you? We don't see as much of you as we used to. You're still involved at the University of Wisconsin Department of Family Medicine.
Yes, yes. Things are going well. Yeah, I used to be on 3 times a week, but that turned out to be just a bit too much after a few years, so I'm on. I'm generally on once or twice a week at different times, but I've been on a long time. And I still do my public radio show on NPR, so
okay.
So I'm still around.
So as we wrap up here, would this happen overnight? Everything's going along fine. You wake up one morning and you have this red, swollen joint, and it feels like somebody's stabbing you, or does it come on gradually?
No, it happens overnight. In fact, it usually happens at night because we're a little dehydrated. That's a more common time for it to happen. And it'll happen, you may be sleeping, and all of a sudden you wake up and you go, my toe hurts, and then an hour later you go, oh, my God, it really hurts, and it's red and hot. No, that's part of what gout is. It happens suddenly like a shot in the dark. That's exactly it. And if so, see your doctor. And the reason is you want to find out if it's gout or you want to find out if it's something else such as an infection.
All right. Dr. Pastor, thanks a lot. And nice talking to you. And we can look forward. You are on TV a few days a week.
That's right. Now, you can look forward to that in Madison. I'm on every other Monday. I was on last Monday, so I'll be on next Monday. I'll be on Christmas, the Monday of Christmas Eve.
All right, and then we can catch you regularly on National Public Radio?
On NPR. If you do zorbapastor.org, you can find the station near you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, take care.
You
too. Dr. Zorba Pastor, clinical professor, Department of Family Medicine, University of Wisconsin. He used to be on TV all the time, it seemed. It's very, very informative health information. Still does it.